What type of things would a shepherd do to look after his sheep? What type of things would he do? Feed it, yeah, lead it to nice green grass. Not this yellow stuff. Nice green grass. What else? Clean water, that's right. We take it to a nice stream. Not a very fast flowing river because the sheep is drowning. It's a nice, steady, slow stream. Anything else? Excellent, that's right. That'd be a bear, a lion, a wolf, or anything like that. And perhaps some of you did not know this, but in Bible times, a shepherd not only fed and watered and protected the sheep, but a shepherd also often would play music to the sheep. David was a shepherd, and I believe that he would have perhaps played music to the sheep just to comfort them, give them a bit of joy. This shepherd that we read of, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us about, he was busy, he was wealthy, but he was very lovely. Now, we're told that one day, night time, you can imagine the sun beginning to set, lovely red sky, and you can imagine the shepherd being really tired after walking so long and looking after the sheep all that day, really tired. And he brings the sheep now to the fold, just a little bit of stone, walk around, and he leads it into the door and he begins to count them in. Of course, he knows them all by name, so he calls them by name, but we'll just go for numbers. He goes 1 and 2 and 3 and 27 and 28 and 52 and 53. How many sheep were there? 78 and 79, 84, 85, 86, 97, 98, 99. And where's the other one? Where's the other sheep? He was counting them all in. One that he loves, one that he cares about, one of the sheep is missing. Lord Jesus Christ in the story tells that one of those sheep has gone astray. You can just imagine as a shepherd was walking along that day, and as he was speaking to the sheep and leading the sheep by his word and by his example, that one of the sheep turned round and decided, you know what, I think it would be greener over there. I think it'd get better water over there. That sheep decided to stop listening to the word of the shepherd and start following the example of the shepherd. And as a result, that sheep going astray was now separated from the shepherd. Remember, what did a shepherd do for a sheep? How does it look after a shepherd again? Guess what thing? Cares for the natural life, and would feed and water and protect. But look now, the sheep's got no one to feed it. Imagine the time you're really hungry. The sheep would be really hungry now. So much that its tummy would be sore. And if you've been really, really, really hungry, and you begin to feed sick as well, you just feed the sheep. Also, no one to lead it to nice water now. Imagine getting thirsty. Imagine getting really dry. Wouldn't look good. And no one to protect it. Can anyone see any danger in this? Can you see any danger? What's there? Well, it's a young lion, isn't it? This sheep. See the young lion there, hiding in the grass? This sheep, it's miserable. This sheep, it's in danger. This sheep, it's hungry, it's thirsty, it's empty. This sheep's got no shepherd to play to and to comfort it. It's got no joy. The sheep has been separated from the shepherd. But let me ask you, who made the sheep go astray? Who made that sheep go astray? Itself. The shepherd didn't make it go astray. The other sheep didn't make it go astray. It just wandered off all by itself. So, it has wandered off all by itself, knowing that it was wrong to do so, but going off all by itself, well, it doesn't deserve anyone to go after it. The shepherd could turn around and say, well, you know what? I've got 99 other sheep. If you had £100, you lost £1, you'd probably say, well, so what? Still got 99 quid. All good. And you could turn around and say, well, look here, I'm busy. I've got 99 other sheep to look after. I haven't got time to go look after that other sheep to try and find and search for it. Not at all. Let's just leave that disobedient sheep all by itself. It wants to find its own way back, that's fine. But why just leave it there? imagine a boy and a girl, or can you imagine someone older? And by God's word spoken to us through the scriptures, but also written in our hearts, could you imagine us being deliberately disobedient? Can you imagine us, imagine someone, perhaps, who knows it's wrong to tell a lie, but, you know, says, I know God's word says I should tell the truth, but I've done something wrong, and if I tell my mum that I did it, well, I'm going to get in big trouble. So I'll just say I didn't do it. The grass seems greener this way. Or perhaps you saw something of one of your friends that you really liked, and you thought, I'd love to have that. But if I ask my daddy for that, he's not going to give it to me. He's maybe going to ask me to do some chores around the house for him to try and earn it before he'd give it to me, but I couldn't be bothered earning chores or doing chores together. I just see it. You know what's wrong? I wonder if you've ever taken something that didn't belong to you. Deliberately disobedient, just like the sheep. Just like this sheep, you and I deserve to be left alone. You and I deserve to be separated from the shepherd, separated from God, separated from Jesus Christ, left to the danger, left whatever happens to us. But Jesus Christ, the story, when he spoke about the shepherd, while he was wealthy, while he was busy, while he was a loving shepherd, and someone tell me, do you think he would have just left the sheep all by itself? What do you think? See, the Lord Jesus Christ in the story tells about how the shepherd went out after that sheep. Can you imagine the difficulty the shepherd would have to have gone through? Can you imagine going out maybe at night time? Maybe he can't see very clearly where he's going, but then he says, I need to find this sheep. I'll keep the 99 eyes and see if they're in the phone line, but I can't leave the sheep any longer. I need to go back where I've traveled. I need to find it. And you can imagine not only going out in the darkness and the difficulty of that, but then travelling through the next day, trying to find this sheep. And because it's one day, he doesn't know exactly where it is, so he travels day after day. He travels night after night, all in search for this sheep. He spends long hours doing it, days doing it. Can you imagine him having to walk up hills, and then walk down valleys, and walk up another hill, and walk down another valley, all just so he could find this sheep. Lots of time, lots of energy, lots of effort. Because he loves his sheep. And he's thinking about how miserable that sheep is bound to be. How much danger it could be in. Imagine having to try and go through bushes and woods. And getting his hands all cut and perhaps blood going down his hands. Having to walk over sharp stones and rocks and his feet getting cut. But he never stops. Because he loves the sheep. And as he goes up the hills and goes down the valleys, he calls the sheep. I don't know the sheep's name, but thinking, sheep, are you there? And all the time he's listening to hear if he can hear the sheep respond in any way. And so he calls again, sheep. Traveling all night the next day, he calls again, sheep. It's a sheep. And so the shepherd, hearing it, he runs exactly where the noise is from. He has been calling for the sheep. He's been calling like to. And now the sheep has responded and called back. And whenever the shepherd rises and sees exactly the sheep, where it is, I wonder, how do you think it is? Look how dirty the sheep is. Look how filthy it is. Look how tatty it is. The sheep that he had was beautiful and clean and white. This is all dirty. It's all tatty. There's nothing attractive about this sheep. Yet the shepherd still loves it. He's went through so much time, so much effort, just so that he could rescue and save this sheep. And whenever he gets to that sheep, you think you turn around and say, well, you know what? Here's a rope. Put a rope around its neck and pull it all the way home. What do you think? Think you'd do that? Think you'd scold the sheep? You tell how stupid it's been? What do you think the shepherd would do to it? Take care of it. Because it's going to be a long journey home. We're going to have to go up the hills and down the valleys, up the hills and down the valleys. We're going to have to go through the forests and over the sharp rocks and all of it. And knowing it's such a long journey, knowing that the sheep is weak and tired and hungry, the shepherd is wanting to make sure that the sheep will make it all the way home. We're told that whenever the shepherd gets home, that there is great rejoicing. See, the Bible tells that the Lord Jesus Christ, why he is the one who told the story, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is the shepherd. And you see why, as we said in one of the verses earlier, that all of us have sinned, all of us like sheep have gone astray. We've all gone our own way. We've told our lies, but we've maybe taken things that didn't belong to us. And as such, we're like that sheep, filthy and dirty and paddy, nothing attractive in us at all. But yet Jesus Christ, loving us, we're told he has come and seek and to see of that which was lost. You see and understand the saying of Jesus Christ. You see him loving you. You see that he left heaven. That beauty of heaven. Come down to this earth to see you. Do you see that he had to suffer much? He did hunger. He did thirst himself. He was a man of sorrows. People mocked him and laughed at him and all. He did. Through Jesus Christ, his hands had to bleed. As he hung on that cross, his feet had to bleed. That he had to suffer so much pain just so that he could save us, just so that he could rescue us. And tonight he calls out and he says, he calls you by your name and he says, I want to see of you, I want to rescue you from danger. Danger because of your sin, there's a debt, there's a payment for it, there's a punishment for it. I want to see of you, I want to rescue you. All he asks that you call upon, all he asks that you leave the sin where you are. From and ask him to see. The Lord promises that whosoever shall call on his name shall be saved and shall be rescued. All that sheep had to do was cry out, "Baa!" The shepherd ran and rescued the sheep. I wonder how you call the name of the Lord and how you see it this evening. If you are, can I encourage you? Think upon what the shepherd did. Think upon the difficulties went through. Think upon the love. Hungry, sad and tired, yet he never stopped until he saved you. And if you're not saved tonight, I again encourage you with God's promise. Call the name of the Lord, he will save you. Rescue you from danger, take you into his arms. And even though it may be a while before you ever get to heaven, yet the Lord will be your strength. He will carry you all the way. He will never let you go. What a wonderful Savior we have. What a great love he has shown. And as I said at the very beginning of the reading, what a great gift he offers. Have you received him? Thank you very much for listening.